This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Bryn, stop eating when I'm trying to get you to do Odyssey. Oh my God. Odyssey. Check out Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley's podcast on the Odyssey app. There's a new episode every Wednesday. Subscribe on the Odyssey app. This week. Thank you. This week, it was one of the funniest shows. We laughed so hard the whole time. There's actually a clip of it up at the at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Bryn is brilliant in this.
Thank you.
I just want to toot your horn a little bit.
I did nothing. I was just behind the scenes putting up videos and stuff like that.
Just take a minute if you can. Follow the at Johnny Mosley Pod account. I watched it this morning because I didn't know you were going to post it so fast, and it's great. It's hilarious.
Awesome.
Johnny Mosley
liked it.
Pod. I did. I loved it. Great job. All right. So let's get into the 8 o'clock trash. It's Friday. Did you know that it was Friday?
I didn't realize.
Thank you.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Yep.
You ever have one of those weeks where you're over it on Monday?
Oh, yes. That's actually my usual week. I always think to myself, Friday's never getting here. And then all of a sudden it's Friday. I'm like, oh, my God.
I had such a bad sleep night on that Sunday night of this week. And it happened again the next night, too. So the first 2 days just shot me. And I've been over it since. So yeah. I'm very excited for this Friday.
Yeah. Sometimes Vinny or I'll be like, yay, it's Friday. He goes, I too am pleased that this day has arrived. Like, well, okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. New music that's out today. If you subscribe to a streaming service, you've already got it. If you don't, you know, maybe buy it. I don't know. Trying to get people converted over. The Offspring's new record is out. We've actually listened to a couple of the singles off of this as we led up to this. Rock is back, people. Let the Bad Times Roll is the name of this record. It's their 10th album, The Offspring. Isn't there a song on here called My Wife Never Has Sex With Me Anymore?
Yeah,
Why don't we have sex anymore or something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
we never have sex anymore. That's it. Here it is.
We never have sex anymore. We never roll around on the floor like we did so long ago.
Nice.
You never yell at me anymore. You never want to even the score like you did so long ago. But you're still with me, so I guess I'm not complaining. And you always leave my dinner on the stove. Baby, please. If you won't love me, will you hate me? If you won't violate me, will you at least just aggravate me? Baby, please.
All right, there you go. Long-term
relationships. We're roommates now.
They're the best.
Yay!
You're my best friend. Really, that's it.
Oh, yeah. So sad.
What else is on this Offspring record?
Here's Gone Away.
It's grown cold now that you've gone away.
Are those strings?
Uh-huh.
I was hoping for rock. Strings and piano.
Leaving flowers on your grave.
show that I still care.
This is a remake of another song?
Yes, this is a cover.
Of whose song?
I can't think of it
What's
right
the
now.
Name of the song again?
It's called Gone Away. Let's look it up right now.
Does it say who wrote it on the thing?
Oh, there? Wait. It's a cover of their own song, isn't it?
It is their own song.
They covered their own song.
Did
it's
they
a
make well, it
version says, of Gone
did
Away?
They make it less rockin'?
Is it possible it's a Five Finger Death Punch? It may, or they,
no, no,
they
no. Go to the original Gone Away by The Offspring.
Yeah. Okay.
It's right, on Smash, it. I think.
I want to hear the original version because this one is.
No, this
like
is a hit.
Given up
this
on
was
rock
a huge
too.
Hit for them.
I totally know this. That's so funny. That
this is way more rocking too.
That's so funny they covered their own song.
And did it with strings and piano. No wonder she doesn't have sex with you anymore.
I was sitting there, I know, right? I was sitting there going, I'm beating myself on the head like, I know this song. It's a cover. Oh boy.
All right, one more?
Yeah, all right.
Behind Your Walls.
I'm going to give it to the Offspring.
Echoes your sentiment. Offspring, that ballad garbage is why she won't have sex with you anymore.
That's it. You took a good song and made it into like a piano. It's like, it's fine. It says, see right through me, see right through me. Oh, look right through me. It sounds like that song.
Oh, Mad World.
Yeah. It's a mad world.
We boned that guy, everybody.
No, we didn't.
All right. Score.
If by we, you mean you. Because I never boned that guy.
Yeah, right.
I could have, though.
I know.
He was into me. Was it Roland Orzabal or the other guy?
That's the guy.
When everyone had the longer hair, right? Can't think of what their names are right now.
We loved it, by the way.
Loved not boning him?
Yeah, I
loved
not boning
him. Boning
him. Loved,
he's really good.
I was there with John.
Oh, I see.
John was like, the guy kept looking up at me. Because I was sitting on this upper balcony thing. The guy kept like looking right at me. And John would go. look at me. I'm like, what? I'm not going to do him or anything. I feel flattered. I was so cute back then, though. I was in my 20s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was cute. Those days, they're long gone. You forget that you're not cute anymore. That's one of the things about getting older. Is that, like, you know, you want to play the coquette. And you want to be all flirty. And then you're like, oh, crap, I'm old. Oh, I'm like an old gray-haired lady. I can't flirt with the kids.
Oh, it's brown on Zoom, Sarah.
What'd you say?
It says brown on Zoom. Your hair.
It looks brown.
Yeah, it looks brown on Zoom.
So on Zoom, I'm okay to flirt, but in real life, I got to really, you know, just act the grandma. You know.
Right, you're good for Tinder.
More pudding, please.
I'd like some Jell-O.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
I don't like pudding.
Jell-O. Not putting Jell-O, right, my bad.
I don't go anywhere without my Jell-O. This band, look, I want them to rock. I want to like them. My brother is a huge fan of this band. A lot of people love them. They're calling them the next Zeppelin, which they're not, by the way. I want to love them. So please, Greta Van Fleet, play me something I want to hear. I want to love you.
All right.
The Battle at Garden's Gate is the name of their new record. This is their second album.
Mm-hmm. Here is,
I want to love them.
Head Above.
All right. Sorrows of the earth, may our tears and pain wash down the bayou. This is when life is worth, when the fire's still burning, rage all around. Can you hear that dreadful sound? Fire's still burning on the ground. Is it me? Or is this guy morphing toward that Hobbit sounding guy, that the passenger guy?
Passenger?
Like,
no,
he wants to be.
Not.
People
not.
Compare him to Robert Plant? No. People compare. People compare him to Geddy Lee. No. I'm thinking the Passenger guy. I don't get
I actually don't hate this song. This is I've heard them be very so derivative, it's distracting, and although there's still some similarities there, that's not bad. That's an okay song.
Here's another song off the album.
Only hate the road when you're missing home.
Get out of here.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Yep. This is a good one. This one sounds good.
Stop it.
And you let her go.
Oh, that's gotta be a hit.
Yeah. I think that one's a hit. Greta Van Fleet. Okay, get back to the Greta Van Fleet. Here we go.
This next one is called My Way Soon.
Better. That's a high note.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, the aspirin. All right, turn it down for a second. Turn it down. I got to know what note that is. Yeah!
Oh, I don't have my piano. My piano's not set up.
What?
I see your piano. It's right there.
It's not set up, though. It's a MIDI piano. I got to plug it in.
All right, hold on.
Let me get my tuner. Reach over. Right there.
I'll get my tuner. Hold on.
I know. It's straight.
It's an F sharp. Let me hear it again.
Oh, man. Where was that? I don't know where that was.
It's in this somewhere. It's an F. It's an F. Yeah, this is better. I like this. Dudes aren't putting a lot of Fs in their songs.
You know what's funny? I was just reading an article about a singer that I really like. It doesn't matter who. But he's someone who said...
Who is it?
He was talking about the songs that they did live when they were a band and touring.
Yeah.
And he's mentioned specifically a few songs where he says, in the studio, I oversang that one and we could never do it live.
Who was it?
His name's Phil. But the point is...
From Pantera?
Yes. The point is these guys find themselves in a situation where they're, you know, reaching, stretching, going for it.
And they have multiple takes to get it done.
And they truly find out when it's time to tour that will never happen live. We're bummed.
Yeah. They can go lower. That's a hard one. It's a hard one to get.
But that was an interesting admission. I oversang that one. And I went, oh, wow, that's okay.
Is it enough, Brent?
Uh-huh, it's enough, yeah. That's right.
It's too much. You know, the highest song in a regular song, or the highest note in a regular song is that Pink song. Just when it can get worse. Like, she sings, like, no one can hit that in an open voice. And there goes Pink. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, she's amazing. But back to Greta Van Fleet, because my brother will tell you they're amazing, too. This is their second album, The Battle at Garden's Gate. I like that one. That was a good one. Let's hear the next one you've chosen.
Age of Machine.
You know, one thing I will give them is I like some of the sort of musical phrasing. Like, at least it's interesting. It's not just a 4/4 and a. Blatting, though. Like, it's I don't know, man.
Well, all right. So it's not for you, but, you know,
Greta Van Fleet. I want to
love
it.
New album today.
I want to.
What else you got? Only miss the sun when it not this
what?
Guy.
You're asking me for more?
I mean, this
more?
Guy's the best. Don't get me wrong, but, yeah. You know.
I'm joining a band called Greta Van Fleet. That's where I'll be playing all the highest notes in my range.
You're going to jump to the next album now?
Yeah, all right. McCartney.
Thanks,
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
This is a collaborations record. He's calling it McCartney 3 Imagined. It has collaborations with St. Vincent, Beck, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Damon Albarn from Blur, Phoebe Bridgers, Blood Orange, Radiohead's Ed O'Brien, and actor Idris Elba. All cool. Making appearances on Paul McCartney's latest album. And here is what it sounds like.
All right, here's This Kiss of Venus. Then I ask to have you. Dominic Fike. People talking about which side they're taking. And if you know them, baby, what's your take on it? Does it make you
Dominic Fike from? Is just a random dude that Paul McCartney knows?
Yeah,
this
I
is
bet.
Great.
I mean, it's
this is smart of him.
Yeah, it's fully featuring everybody else. Really, there's a lot of other people on this album.
Josh Homme is one of my favorite artists, right. And I really like St. Vincent too. Let's hear those.
All right. Well, I didn't pull them, but I can play them.
Oh.
So Nicole can get ready. Let's all listen.
In case there's,
I mean,
swear.
Most likely it's gonna.
It's
be.
A McCartney album. It's probably
yeah. Most
not
likely it's
swears.
Clean. I mean, it doesn't say explicit on it. All right. So. Next one, let's just go ahead and pull the one with let's do the one with St. Vincent. This is called Women and Wives.
This lady is so hot and talented and everything else, but she's also really hot.
Chasing tomorrow, many choices to make, many chains to unravel, every path that we take.
Is that Paul in a voice box?
It is, like some kind of fuzz thing on him. Let's get to St. Vincent's part.
So far, I'm just jumping through it.
She's on guitar. She's a great guitar player.
Maybe that's her. Yeah, there maybe. Was some female like background vocals.
Hear me, husband and lover. What we do with our lives seems to matter to others.
So right. I pulled the one with Beck.
Yeah, it's let me hear the Beck one.
Find My Way. Let's see, that's not it.
My way, I know my left from right.
It sounds like a Beck song right off the bat.
I'm open day and night.
Groovy little number.
I know my way around. I walk towards the light. I'm up around the clock. I don't get lost at night.
Yeah.
Is there a part where Beck sings?
Let me jump ahead to see
or if maybe Beck just did the music.
Yeah.
Here we go. That could be Paul. Great little record. I really, I'm interested. I'll stream this probably tonight. Sitting around playing a little cribbage with John. We'll play the new Paul McCartney. It's called McCartney 3 Imagined.
Anderson .Paak.
Okay.
And this in the, it's called When Winter Comes.
We'll fly away and find the sun when winter comes. Must fix the fence by the acre plot. Two young foxes have been nosing around. The lambs and the chickens
what
won't
the?
Feel safe until it's done.
I know it's trippy, huh?
It's like, it's like music and about farming. I'm totally in.
Spoils if it gets too damp. And where would we be with an empty store?
I love this record.
Kids.
Are you,
this is so bizarre.
Comes, and
I mean, I love his voice.
When winter comes, the food is scarce.
Tuesday indoors.
Okay.
All right. I got a couple of fast facts for you guys. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
The highest note on record is a G10 sung by Georgia Brown, a Brazilian dance electric singer.
Oh.
That's the highest note on
is
a
it,
record.
That's got to be a whistle, right? Because Mariah's got the highest.
And who... Which singer has the highest vocal range? Based on findings, Guns N' Roses singer Axl Rose has demonstrated the greatest vocal range in studio. Mariah comes in second, followed by Prince, Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, James Brown, Marvin Gaye, Christina Aguilera, then David Bowie.
Hard to believe Axl.
Axl Rose, the greatest vocal range.
So this is a G10. Which is 10 octaves above middle C? Is that what I'm here? Is that what it is?
I don't know, but I'd love to hear it if you can find it. Oh, it's useless.
Oh, gosh. So she's singing the Mariah Carey style, the whistle.
I guess. It's useless. Wow. There's no point.
You can't
it's a dog whistle.
God, I wish I could whistle. Yeah, I wish I could whistle sing. Okay, let's. I want to squeeze this in because Vinny used to date this girl. He had his number, her number, in his phone.
Until
Nora
you
Jones.
Ruined it. That's yes, right. Yeah. You're right.
Until I ruined so it much. By actually calling it and finding out, this number is no longer in service.
You're supposed to like me.
I love you. I was like trying to hook up with your old girlfriend. I was trying. Well, I was like, let's get her on. Let's get her on the show.
I asked you when you said I'm going to call the number to not, and you said.
But then we got the phone away from you, so right. We couldn't help ourselves. All right. This is her first full live album. So this is live. You'll hear songs that you know, but this is Nora Jones, and it's called Till We Meet Again.
It was you.
It was you, Vin. It sounds good. You know, it's a live record, so if you love little Nora Jones, maybe you want to hear her do it live. All right, that's going to do it. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have a lot of fun stuff to get to, but I'm going to leave this segment with tune every radio within reach to Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.